It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. It is 8:45 now on your Wednesday, April 16th. It's time now for our community connection with Rebecca Young, the community administrator. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Murphy?
I'm doing very well. So we had a meeting. Well, I wasn't there, but had a meeting last night. And so, just kind of wanted to pick your brain and see what's going on in our community.
Sure. So the Board of Commissioners met in their regular meeting yesterday morning, and we just had a lot of business stuff, paying bills, stuff that we typically see. We updated some fee schedules, looked at ditch balances, things like that. But we did have a special guest, Sophia Maruska from the Pomme de Terre Watershed, was there to give an update on the Christie Lake Dam. I know this has been a busy topic in the community. Folks are really curious what's going to happen there, water levels, concerns about enjoyment of that body of water. She and the engineers and the DNR involved that are looking at doing that project really have tried to be responsive to some of the community's requests for that, and they've come up with an alternative option. I did share that on our Facebook page for Stephen County yesterday. If there's residents listening that are interested, they've got a really nice website set up to support that effort, and there's a place for public comments on there as well. But this is moving towards kind of some final design and things like that, so now is the time to weigh in on that. They've got a really good graphic on there that you can see what the proposed changes would look like, and I think it's important for folks that are affected by that to check that out. So probably the best way to get to that is just to go to our Facebook and make that link there, but they've done a nice job with that website. The next thing we talked about, we had Donna Greiner, our emergency manager, there. She gave a lot of really good updates, talked about some of the projects that she's working on. She did a phenomenal job. There was $2 million and $2 million allocated by the legislature last year for 2 years for armor radios. This is our countywide radios that we use for all first responders, dispatch, sheriffs, folks like that. And they're very expensive. They can be anywhere from, $2,500 to $4,800, and there's programming and things like that. So she wrote a grant, was able to get $250,000 for Stevens and $250,000 for Big Stone. So she got a significant portion of that money that was available. And she told the board she ordered $500,000 in radios. So it was a big, big effort on her part. And I really pat her on the back, because that's a lot of money to get to advance our radios. You know, if we were to replace all of them countywide, it'd be like, $1.5 million. So there's a lot of equipment out there that folks don't know. It's supposed to be better for interoperability in emergencies and things like that. So it's a very important foundation for our emergency response in Stevens County. She talked a little bit about some of the upcoming training that she's looking at doing. She does host exercises so that we can practice our emergency operations planning. So she was updating the board about that. There's a pretty big one here coming in June. And so she was kind of updating him about that. we had planning and zoning director Bill Kleindel there for a conditional use permit approval. It was for a house that's being built north of town. That did get approved by the planning commission, and it did get approved with conditions by the county board. So just kind of some standard things. County engineer Todd Larson was there, kind of went from talking about that last snow event we had to what our plans are for the summer. So the old joke in Minnesota, right? There's road construction, a winter, our two seasons. So he was talking a little bit about the challenges with that last snow removal. It was very heavy, very wet. We had it was really difficult to remove snow on the gravel roads with everything being soft, but yet being a road hazard as well.